How's it going, friend? It's almost Friday. Hope your Thursday is productive. And today we're going to talk about getting to know your ideal client on a deeper level with market research. So how well do you think that you know your ideal client? There are always ways to get to know your ideal client just a little bit better. And market research isn't a one and done kind of thing. Your ideal client is constantly evolving with new struggles and new needs. So it's really important to research every so often, kind of like catching up with an old friend. So when I started my business, I thought that this step was completely irrelevant and I didn't even want to do it. And I didn't do it. But then I realized that my content was pretty useless if I'm not writing for my audience and I'm just taking guesses. And if I want to truly serve my ideal client and solve their number one problem, I better be taking the time to know who my ideal client is and what it is that they actually need solved. So I'm going to walk you through the steps on how to figure out who that you're serving and the kind of questions that will give you the answers that you need. Let's dive in. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. So market research in simple terms is basically just collecting data so you can base your content creation and your offers around your ideal client. You might even think that you have the best solution to their problem, but since you didn't validate that solution with market research, you don't really know if it's the best solution for them. So offering a solution that you don't know is needed might turn out to be a big time waster and your effort has gone to waste, basically. As a beginner entrepreneur, you might think, well, I don't need to do market research. I know what is needed. I have the perfect idea. Or this is such a waste of time. And I know because that's what I told myself when I started. And if this inner monologue sounds familiar, you're not alone, but trust me when I tell you, you will save yourself tons of time if you just do the market research instead of winging it and putting your product out there or whatever your offer is. If I would have taken the time to get to know my ideal client and who I was serving before I did that, because I didn't even know what niche I was targeting. I was just creating content that I wanted to create. I was all over the place and I wasn't using any kind of strategy, and that content was a complete flop, and I ended up having to start completely from ground zero all over again. So save yourself some time and find out what your ideal client actually needs. So there are four ways to get your market research questions answered. So the first thing that you need to do that's very important is to identify your ideal client. So you have to know who it is that you're serving. If you don't know who, you won't know what questions to ask. Ideal client is like a close friend. You have to know their struggles, their weaknesses, their passions, their wins, and what they want. Now, want and need are two different things. Your ideal client knows what solution they want. They may not necessarily know what it is they actually need. And there are layers to this step. It's not enough to just say, well, my ideal client is someone who desires to have a home business. That's not niche enough. You have to remove the layers and get very detailed. So, you know your ideal client might be someone who wants a business from home. So, okay, who? Who is this person? Let's say this person is a mom. Okay, now we know who. Now we need to remove another layer. So, mom that what? You have to add a connection piece. Does she work? Does she stay at home? So we'll just say that she stays at home. Okay. So she's a stay-at-home mom. So we've removed another layer. So how many kids does this stay-at-home mom have? 3. Okay. So there's another layer. So once you've gotten through all of those layers, then you can work on the what. So our ideal client is a stay-at-home mom. So stay-at-home mom with 3 kids that what? So your solution needs to be framed the same way. It can't be vague. So let's say this stay-at-home mom with 3 kids is struggling with stress and wants to eliminate it. Well, it would help to know what kind of stress. There are lots of different kinds of stress. So is she struggling with mom stress? Is she struggling with work stress? Marital stress? Stress of housework? You really have to nail down which one. And how you find out is by asking your audience. So you can ask your questions in Facebook groups. And this may sound simple, but you're not just asking any kind of audience. You're asking your ideal client. Wherever you are going to ask these specific questions, make sure that your audience is hanging out there. If you just ask in any group or anyone, you're going to get unhelpful and conflicting data that won't help you at all with your offer or your solution. I know, though, that a lot of admins might not allow these kinds of questions in their group anymore and let you post targeted questions, but I do care that you get your questions answered by the right people. So if you're not a part of my group yet, you should totally join and get your questions answered there. And you can go to bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur and join. So state who you need to answer these market research questions. The very first line of your post should state who you're asking these questions to. You really want to make sure to include that. Otherwise, anybody will answer it. So utilize Facebook post polls. People aren't patient enough to actually answer an open-ended question unless something is in it for them. They're going to be very vague on their answer, and it's not going to give you a detailed enough point where you can actually utilize it for data. So if you give them targeted options, like they're more likely to help. So you can offer a $5 card, like a coffee card, or do a giveaway with a $20 Amazon card in exchange for their time to hop on a call with you to get your questions answered. Another thing that you could do is, let's say that you have an idea and you're part of Facebook groups where your ideal client or audience is hanging out. You can create a post or poll saying something like, hey, if, you know, put your solution here, we're offered as a product, course, or coaching, so however you're planning on selling it, would you use it? And I know how valuable CTAs are, and I am all for telling you to utilize CTAs wherever you can, but CTAs and posts in Facebook groups might be the only actual reason your post gets declined. So sadly, leave the CTA out and try submitting your post that way. I know some groups might allow this if you add a value post first and then maybe wait a couple of days, then post the question. And doing this, even this way, kind of end up helping you and working in your favor in a way, because if you just went ahead and posted in a group that you're not really active in, your post is going to get pushed to the bottom and people aren't going to see it to actually reply or comment. So market research tips that will help you get to know your ideal client. So number one is to find out what their number one struggle is. It's your job to figure out your ideal client's biggest struggle and whatever problem that you're trying to solve. So their struggle is essentially your expertise. And number two, what's keeping them stuck? What problem are they currently experiencing? Are they confused? Do they feel all over the place? Do they lack motivation? Do they have a problem with consistency? What currently has your ideal client stuck to the point they can't move forward? And number three is to research Google. So you can type in certain phrases and see what pops up. And you really want to pay attention to the suggested or people also ask on the Google pages. And number four, what was your struggle when you started your online business? So you really want to think about the questions that you had when you were where your ideal clients are now. What did you need then? How did you solve your problem? And this may give you some insight as to where they're stuck and what they need help with. But I'm not saying just to go off on just that. You still need to go the extra step and ask people those questions. And example market research tips that you can ask your ideal client is, so what is your number one current struggle for your business right now? Where are you stuck that you can't move past? And have you tried certain things that have worked? So what do you think would remove the struggle that you're having now? And you can ask if they think that your solution would benefit them. You can say something like, do you think, you know, insert your solution, your expertise, would help you solve your problem. And you can ask targeted questions about the challenge that they're currently in and what solution they see that would potentially solve that current problem. You really want to aim to get your questions answered, I would say by no less than 8 people that are your ideal client. If you're able to do more than that, that's even better, because that means that's more data for you to go off of. And I always say you really keep things so simple. So remember the 3 ones: one problem, one solution, and one ideal audience. So your ideal client. You can't serve more than one audience and offer more than one solution at the same time. The whole focus for you, for that one main solution, that what you are solving, what you're good at solving. Start small, and over time you can build on it and even evolve it. Okay, friends, that is it for today's episode. I hope you found these tips super helpful. And as always, you are invited to join my group to get your answers there if my audience is your niche. You can go to bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. And if they're not your niche, you can always come in and get additional support. Talk next Tuesday. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.